Now, Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services.
Hi, I'm Shara McNamara, and you are listening to Talk Real Estate. I am going to be your host for the next hour. Let me share a little bit about my background before we get started. I am the broker owner of Boston Connect Real Estate, located on the South Shore, and I have been working as a full-time realtor and sales and marketing consultant for home buyers and home sellers for the past 15 years. I have helped hundreds of clients throughout the home buying and home selling process. My unique approach to assisting my clients to the next chapter of their lives is driven by being a team player and by offering them continuous training, education, advising, and mentoring. I like to say that I offer my clients exceptional service that moves you. Every week, I will be providing you with real estate topics ranging from home buyer and home seller advice, legal matters, insurance binders, flood insurance concerns, home inspection questions, environmental worries like radon, lead paint, and mold, mortgages and loan programs, staging tips and ideas, real estate contracts, market trends, home values, and more. It's a talk radio show, and sometimes we are even interactive, so you can follow along online. If you have any questions during the show, please call 781-837-4900. We love to talk real estate. If you missed any of our shows, or if you want to listen to one again, you can listen on my podcast at talkrealestateradio.com. If you would like a one-on-one consultation with me regarding your home sale or your home purchase, I'd love the opportunity to meet with you. You can connect with me anytime at bostonconnect.com or 781-826-8000. Now, sit back, relax, take good notes, and let's talk real estate. And hello to all my South Shore neighbors. This is Sharon McNamara, and you are listening to us live tonight here at WATD. Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara and Cindy Ford, along with, you know, our guest that's here every last Wednesday of the month. Mm. So... That was pretty good, Ron, don't you think?
I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah, you guys know how to harmonize in there.
Yeah, right.
That was me
with the vocals there.
They were working on that.
Look
for
at
a while.
You.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So if anybody needs me, you know, for weekend gigs, I do weddings.
I do weddings.
Actually, I don't. I own a boat, so we don't do anything on weekends now. So anyways, so we have Dan Mann with us from Fairway Mortgage. As everybody knows, Fairway Mortgage is our main sponsor of our real estate show here, Talk Real Estate with Sharon McNamara, Cindy Ford, and Dan Mann.
Mm-hmm. Just make that the show.
Three of us.
That's it. That's all we got tonight. So it's been a busy, busy week. And I know we're going to be talking about sort of that fallacy, a little bit of what everybody sort of thinks. And I don't know why.
Yeah. Where did that come from?
I don't know. But it's every single week there's a different blog on this topic that I can't afford to buy a house because I need to put 20% down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Do you get that question a lot?
All the time. A lot of people, they'll come for people. I'm not looking right now, I'm looking in a year from now, which I always think it's good anyway to get the pre-approval done because maybe I can help credit. But then when you start talking with them, and I'm like, what's your reasoning for waiting? Well, we don't have 20% to put down right now.
Mm. Sharon and I would not own a house now.
Yeah, no, right. Seriously. No. I don't even know.
I think they did 80-20 back then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Zero.
We had a no-doc loan because Mark was self-employed I was like, you know, switching companies and things like that were happening.
It's amazing the things that used to go on. Like, there was no income verification stuff. Yeah. I mean, that's why the industry kind of crashed. Maybe that's why a lot of people kind of
our fault.
When you get an offer, a lot of people think when you're putting short money down that it's not a good buyer, right? Mm. Because of probably the sins of the past of how things used to go.
Yeah.
Well, now a 3% down buyer is just as good as a 20% because they're vetted the same way. Mm-hmm. The ratios still have to be the same. You have to check their tax returns. You know, everything is done so that they can afford it with 3% down. So it doesn't really matter. But a lot of people, that doesn't make sense to them. Like, hey, you're putting down more, you're a better buyer.
Yeah.
But no, you're not. It doesn't really matter. And on our end, to do a loan, if someone's putting down 20% or 3%, it doesn't matter. I qualify them the same way.
Unless they're buying a certain type of home, right? So if they're buying an income property, that would be different.
Yeah, an income.
Because
you can't get loans on certain properties.
Yeah.
But that's a different thing. If you're buying an investment property, they want, you know, normally 25% down.
Yeah, good. Well, we're going to have lots of questions, hopefully, from all of our listeners tonight, because that's going to be sort of our our main topic that we're going to be discussing. Ryan will be manning the phones for us, 781-837-4900. We're also going to be talking about the different types of loans, right? Conventional loans, FHA. Right. What's the difference between Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac? Right. Are they brothers? Yep. Are they sisters? What are they?
Distant cousins.
Distant cousins, yeah. Who knows who they are, right. What they are.
Right.
Just different loan requirements that you have for people,
right.
And the importance of being pre-approved before you get out there.
That's the biggest thing.
As Cindy and I know, when we're working with our buyer clients.
The sooner the better.
The sooner the better. Yes. And one other thing that I really want to talk about, and I just want to get it out on the table,
Game
is...
Game of Thrones?
Yes. I don't even know what that is.
Oh,
you
my
know
God.
That?
I don't either.
Yeah.
No, sir.
I know how to play Cribbage.
I wouldn't lie to you.
You guys don't...
No. All
right, is it a game?
I've heard of it, but game, yeah, Game of Thrones.
You too.
But I don't know.
Do they try and overthrow the
Do you really not know what Game of Thrones is?
No, we really don't.
You don't know about that
is
show?
Is it a video? Is it
it's
a video
It's the biggest
game?
Show on television.
It's a video game.
No, it's,
did video
it's
games.
A TV
not
show.
A video game. It's a television
oh,
show.
TV show.
Oh, my
well,
goodness. All right.
You're looking handsome as ever these days. We'll come watch TV with you. What night is it on?
Sunday nights.
Well, I'm just letting you know. If our listeners could see what you look like, they'd all be lined up for a loan tonight.
I don't think so.
I know. He gets so
It's so easy.
It is. It's easy.
Speaking of another handsome devil, I think we got Malcolm Alter on the line, and he's going to help get everybody home nice and safe tonight. How's it looking out there tonight, Malcolm?
Oh, Sharon, you say all the right things.
I make you blush, I'm sure.
Yes, you sure do. Thank you. Good evening to you. This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. Right now, we're still looking at delays on the Southeast Expressway down past Andrew, again at Granite Avenue, northbound, getting up into the O'Neill Tunnel. Route 3 is slow down past Union Street again. 139 down through Kingston. 128 south will hang up down through the Dedham Westwood area. Again, around 95 in Canton, northbound from the expressway up to 24. On Route 3A, we're still looking at some heavy delays coming off the southern artery. It's all solid right down along Washington Street into the Rotary and most of the way across the bridge into Weymouth. On the northbound side, it's a little slow from the base of the bridge up through most of the way across as well. Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat. Today, they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. Traffic on the Nines every morning. I'm Malcolm Alter in the WATD Traffic Center.
Don't miss a minute of Talk Real Estate. Check out the podcast page at talkrealestateradio.com. Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate.
And we're back. You're listening to Talk Real Estate. 781-837-4900. If you have any questions tonight about purchasing a home, we have Dan Mann with us today from Fairway Mortgage. He is our main sponsor of Talk Real Estate here on WATD with me and Cindy. He's an awesome guy, really, really good at what he does. Your connection of people that we work with as a team. So when Cindy's working with her buyers and you and Jim Sweeney, and when I'm doing the same thing with my buyer clients as well, it works out smoothly.
That's the idea. Yes. Get it
swimmingly.
As smooth as silk.
Yeah, swimmingly, because we're in the summer right
that's
now.
That's true.
So.
Yep. And I got my swimmies
although
on.
Although you wouldn't have known it.
Yeah. And right. I got to tell you, Malcolm does not have an easy job, by the way. Like Monday, I had to go back and forth to Boston to pick Mackenzie up from Berkeley because she had a doctor's appointment. I am not kidding. Go in and come back. I left at 7 a.m. and got home at 5.
Yeah, it's brutal.
One little doctor's appointment.
It was awful.
So anyways, Malcolm, you have a hard job, but you do a good job at it. So thank you for having us coming, you know, and joining us here tonight. One of the things I want to get out of the way, though, is everybody's shopping rates.
Yes.
And I just want to know, you know, here's the thing. Is there that much of a difference of a swing? I mean, are you going someplace different where another company might be going? And I just don't understand what people's thoughts are because... Internet can be deceiving, yes?
Yes, it is very deceiving. So sometimes, you know how it is. It's like when you see a B of A pre-approval. A Big Bang pre-approval. you think of them as it's not really that qualified or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go onto those internet sites that promise these, like, you know, lower rates, they might beat you by, say, a quarter or something like that. Well, there's got to be a reason that they can do something like that. So you're not going to get the service. Your loan isn't going to get closed on time because they don't have the teams behind them that, like, for instance, Fairway does. Like, we have in-house processing. Our loans get underwritten in-house. So we kind of, rates are almost, you know, kind of all the same with the lenders, pretty much. You're not going to see a big swing. So when you think, to me, you should be shopping more for service. You know what I mean? And get the value adds. Like, for instance, Jim Sweeney, who you mentioned, he'll negotiate your purchase and sales for free.
Mm-hmm.
That's, say, most attorneys will charge you $500 for that.
Yeah.
That's the stuff you kind of should be looking for more than rates, because they're all fairly close. You know what I mean?
Same.
Fairway's very competitive. Mm-hmm. You know, especially though, the smaller banks usually aren't competitive. People want to go to their local bank.
Yeah.
That's never going to be competitive unless it's a kind of a unique product. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? The stuff you were talking about before.
Sorry.
Take another breath.
I know, another breath. Is it fair to say, because I'll forget my thought, you know that. Is it fair to say that some people, when they see some of these interest rates, that they think, mm-hmm. they can get those. Everyone
yes.
can get those. But
right.
you it's based on your credit score,
everything.
Correct?
So a lot of times they're like almost, I don't want to use bait and switch, but it's similar to that, you know, or it'll be a 15-year rate they're looking at. 15-year mm-hmm. rates are better than 30-year rates.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to have an exceptional, you know, special credit score, or it might be at a certain credit union where it's maybe the policeman's credit union, and mm-hmm. they only offer it to them.
To the police, yeah.
Yeah, so people get things in their head and they start questioning, like, oh, is my guy, you know, are they competitive,
mm-hmm.
you know? Because don't get me wrong, everyone should want to get the lowest rate,
mm-hmm.
but at some point, you know, when you're dealing with the banks, like the lenders like Fairway, you're not going to get really much better. It's not mm-hmm. going to be, there may be sometime you might somehow find somewhere an eighth difference, but is it going to close on time? Are
yeah.
their costs higher? Because a lot of times in those ads too, you'll notice, if the rate is one thing, the APR is much higher. That might mean you're paying a point to get that rate.
Yeah.
And
okay.
anyone can do that. You
so
know what
now
I mean?
Your upfront costs, so your closing costs are more.
Yes. So in other words, you're paying to get a lower rate,
mm-hmm.
which anyone can do that. Yeah, we can do
yeah.
that. You know, hey, pay a point, you'll get down to this rate.
Yeah.
That's fine. But, you know, the object is to get best rate. that just threw me off. The best rate you can, you know, at the lowest cost, but have the smoothest kind of process. So you
mm-hmm.
look for things, again, we'll have your, like for instance, the home scouting app.
Mm.
That's stuff value you want to add to clients, stuff like that, so that they can kind of,
mm-hmm.
that's what Fairway does for us. What
yeah.
I like is they'll give us value adds that clients can, you know what I mean? Because we know rates are all around the same.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you're going to go. We like to say, all right, you know what? We're going to compete with that. We're going to give you the best service you ever had with
mm-hmm.
your loan. It's going to be smooth. We have online, you know, we have a Fairway Now app.
Yeah.
Where you can upload all your docs right into your file.
Which
we try
is really
and,
nice.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you can try and make it easy. It has mortgage calculators in it. Everything like that. You can monitor your loan, the whole process of your loan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've just been sent to underwriting. We've done this. Like, so you get to see. So you're more involved in your loan, and I think people
mm-hmm.
like that
yeah.
because they feel informed and they know what's going on.
Well, communication, I would say, probably in any industry, not just ours,
mm-hmm.
is the most important factor in any type of yeah. relationship that you have with a person. I refuse to call things a transaction because I feel
right.
like it's more of a relationship, but
right.
you know, we sort of handpick the people that we want to work with and the people
right.
that
right.
we know are going to do a good job, and that's why we give the referrals we
right.
give. But we also know that when we're out there, that there's we all have competitors. So
right.
somebody
right.
will say, oh, well, my guy will do it for this much less, and somebody's, you know, willing to change midstream, and you know, it sort of fumbles things up a little bit.
I get that a lot too with I want to use my own attorney.
Mm.
Oh, he's a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't necessarily make
yeah,
it better. And,
I've,
and it's funny, they come over, the costs are much higher.
Yeah.
And they think they're getting a deal. And I'm like, well, our guy does this just real estate
mm-hmm.
for a living.
Mm.
He's streamlined at it. So his costs are going to be,
yeah.
you know, very low because he's set up for this business.
Yep.
You know, that's why he doesn't have to charge for purchase and sales
mm-hmm.
negotiation, or he'll drop your homestead for free. It's the funniest. So sometimes when people insist on it,
yeah.
I see their cost, so we ask them for their cost
mm-hmm.
every time. It's like $150 to draw up the homestead, $500 for the to do the negotiation on the purchase and sale. So you're kind of like, okay, but
and,
you can't say anything at that point.
And there's also other things too, though, that, I mean, some attorneys will charge per hour because that's what they're familiar
mm-hmm.
with. If they're a defense attorney, a divorce
mm-hmm.
attorney, and, you know, rightfully so, you know, that's how they do things. But we had a client one time, this was quite a few years ago, and I think the bill was like $2,300 or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was every time they picked up a phone, it was, you know, well, there's 15 minutes.
Yep.
And they said every time your agent called or I called your agent, and we don't work that way.
Right.
You know, and I'd say that, you know, one of the nice things about living on the South Shore is that we have a lot of great real estate agents
right.
that we're very familiar with.
Yes.
Right.
I would say that the loan officers and the attorneys are all familiar with each other too.
Right.
And I think that that process of the attorneys knowing each other sort of streamlines it as well.
Because if there's a renegotiation that needs to be done, it's like, hey, you know, you like me talking to you. Hey, this is the reason, you know, can we just agree to extend? Sure, great. You know what I mean? It's not a contentious type of atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone knows each other.
Well, it's, you know, hey, this is my rider. This is your rider. You're familiar with it because you do it over and over.
Right.
We almost had something that almost fell apart for us this week. P&S was due. I always do 8 o'clock at night just because people are working and things like that. So you want a little extra time. Thank goodness. And it was miscommunication coming back from us about a TV, the stand, not the stand, but a mount on the wall. Miscommunication between what we asked for and what was actually, and the other people were upset, and I was like, well, this cannot be not coming together because of
TV mount.
TV mount.
Right.
But I've seen crazier things.
Yeah, right, yeah, it was, really. And then like a 48-hour kickout clause, all this other stuff. The other attorney is someone that I never worked with. The other agent never worked with. It was a friend of the seller. Now my buyer clients are like, like, this makes me nervous. Like, what's going to happen? Are they really going to be out on time? Like, how do we, you know, secure that they're going to be? So I do think having that team together really.
Oh, and then you know how each other works and each other's turn times and what to expect. And, you know, and people think of referrals. They don't, I don't think enough people take them seriously. Because I'm not referring someone because I'm getting something out of it monetarily or something like that. It's because that I know you're going to have a good experience. And
well, let's say that we can't do that legally anyways.
Yeah, you,
right?
those laws,
right?
Those pretty much went away. So the old days are really, you know, kind of backroom payoffs. They should be gone, you know what I mean? So I'm sure there's some people out there that work like that. But
let's hope not.
Yeah, but I just, it's, I send a referral to Jimmy Sweeney because I know he's going to do a top-notch job, and then at the end of the day, it's going to go smooth, and we'll all get, you know, maybe another referral out of this.
Well, I went to Catholic school, so I'm going to give a confession right now.
Oh, boy.
The reason I give a referral, this is my God, it makes it easier on me. It really does. I mean, because I know it gives me confidence in knowing it's going to get done and my client isn't going to get hurt in the process. But when you're working, Sin, do you agree? When you're working with people that you don't know, they're not familiar. I've actually, this is the second time now within the past month with attorneys that I wasn't familiar with helping my clients, and I'm like, you're making me nervous. And then I'm not an attorney, so when I say, well, that isn't really the way that I've seen it done in the past, they're like, this is the way it's going to be done. And I feel like my client is getting hurt because of it.
Yeah, I and the one that I'm working with right now, he's not a real estate attorney, and he's been in court for 2 weeks, so we had to extend our P&S another 10 days because his court kept getting extended. And
then he's going to be mad at you because you don't have the commitment letter on time.
And it was very frustrating, very frustrating. And, you know, the seller didn't
know any better,
but that was his attorney, and that's who he's using. And it made our job really difficult. And then my client, like, what's going on? What's the matter, Cindy? Why do we keep extending? Is this going to be okay? I said, well, I'm trying to be nice, but the attorney isn't a real estate attorney.
And you, in this day and age, you have to be specific to real estate to be good at this. There's so many back-end things. Like Fairway actually closed it off. You have to get approved to close a loan for Fairway now. Because if, for instance, on the back end, we need something done, or if there was something, you know, that wasn't exactly perfect at the closing that needed to be re-signed or anything not done properly, Fairway can't sell the loan to Fannie or Freddie, right? So now we're stuck with that loan, and it costs us like $40,000 to sell it on what, quote unquote, the scratch and dent market. Because Fannie won't take it. Because there was something done improperly, because this attorney didn't know what he was doing. So that's why Fairway's like, nope, you can, you know, if you have an attorney that you want to use, as long as they're a real estate attorney and we can, you know, kind of verify them, then they can use them. But other than that, they cannot. Burn too many times.
It is, and it's when you're waiting at the very end for something, and then it's something simple wasn't done. You're sort of like, why did this happen? Everybody has their stuff in a truck. Where are we all going? So, I actually think I almost had somebody in my house one time.
You did last year, or 2 years ago.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
I was like, oh boy, I think someone's going to be living with us. That's okay. So I know we want to talk a little bit more, more in depth about the different types of loans, how much money you need down. So why don't you take it from there?
So so we were talking earlier about not having, needing the 20% down. So the reason you don't need that anymore is because now that the loans are vetted so well, like, again, it wasn't, as you spoke about, that you didn't even have to, you walked into it, a loan officer and would say, I make $250,000, and they didn't verify it. That's not like that anymore. Now they actually dig really deep. People are actually a little bit surprised at how much you ask them for. Mm-hmm. Mm. But it's actually good for the industry. Because if people don't understand now, like Fannie and Freddie are doing really well because the default rate
Explain who Fannie and Freddie are then.
So they're the government entities that insure loans. Mm-hmm. So in other words, Fairway lends the money, right, to buy the house. But then that loan is replaced by a Fannie or a Freddie or FHA or VA. So they have their guidelines. So mm-hmm. when you hear of a conventional loan, you'll think of Fannie and Freddie are conventional. Mm-hmm. They just have, they're very similar, slightly different guidelines. So one of them might ask for 2 months bank statement. One might ask for 1 month bank statement. Mm-hmm. You know, just little quirky things like that. But it's they're pretty much the same.
When so I think of Fannie and Freddie, do you know what I think of? Mr. Heat Miser, Mr. Whatever the other one is.
Mr. Freeze.
Right,
yep.
Mr. Freeze, right? Yep. Yeah, that's what I think of as Fannie and Freddie, right?
I remember that
Fannie
one
Freddie,
was
right?
I was a little kid. That was pretty good.
Yeah, with the red. One has all fiery and one's all icy.
I still watch that.
Yeah,
yeah,
I love
it. It is actually a good one.
It's one of my favorites.
I can't wait for Elle to be old enough to kind of appreciate it. It's probably this year. She's three, so she'll be liking that.
So I'm just so glad that now you're going to, when you look at them, you're going to think of Fannie and Freddie.
That's it. I
That's why I said, like, are they brothers and sisters or what are they?
No, but that's, so they're, each of them have their own now 3% down programs. Mm-hmm. And they're that's what's good about getting a pre-approval. You can see what's going to line up better for someone. Mm-hmm. You know, there's different reasons I would go. For instance, Fannie Mae's 3% down is called Home Ready. Mm-hmm. It has this really cool kind of, I call it a quirk, but if you're between, normally you don't want to be over a 45 debt ratio. Mm-hmm. Well, if you're between 45 and 50, and you have someone that's going to be living in the property with you, you can use their income as a qualifying factor. Mm-hmm. They're not on the loan. They don't have any ownership rights, but it's a compensating factor, and now the loan can close. Hmm. It's pretty cool. When that first came out, I didn't believe it.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It's yep. All they had. So I finally did it. I'm like, I got to see this for myself, right?
Yeah,
it's
work.
So it was funny, but all they did, they sign an affidavit. They plan on living there for the next 12 months, mm-hmm. and they send in their W-2s and pay stubs to verify the income. And it worked.
Wow.
It was incredible. So now we use that a lot for certain, you know, loans with the 3% down. Other times, like a mass housing is better. Mm-hmm. So mass housing might be better for someone who has maybe a little bit lower credit score.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, like, what a lower credit score would be
so
for you.
So, for instance, once you're above a 740 on mm-hmm. most loans, it doesn't matter to us. Okay. You're not going to get any what's called rate adjustments to pricing.
So me being in the eights has no influence to you? Like, I work really hard. Mark and I fight about it.
No, it's good, but it's just as far as pricing a rate on our end, it's not going to do anything. You're not going to get adjustments on that.
Yeah.
So when you go below that, though, on a conventional loan, the Fannie and Freddie, mm-hmm. it starts to hit you. So it goes by increments of 20. So 720 to 739, mm-hmm. you get a certain adjustment, 700 to 719, another adjustment. So the further down you go on a conventional loan, it affects you. Your pricing gets hit. So your rate goes up. Mm-hmm. And then also when you go to get your mortgage insurance, mm-hmm. it's affected there too by your credit score. That's why I always try and get people, you know, talk to me early because there's things you can do to work on your credit score. So if you're planning on not buying for 6 months, mm-hmm. call me. We can do a lot with a credit score in 6 months.
Right.
You know what I mean? A lot. And then that's going to get you a better rate, a better program, and that's going to save you a lot of money over the life of the loan. Mm-hmm. Not waiting till the last minute. I'm sure you guys get that all the time. I'm not pre-approved, but I wanted to go see this house, and they want to try and go the next day. So then you're scrambling on a Friday trying to get someone a pre-approval. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's I have that all the time.
Yeah, we just really can't even do that anymore.
No.
I mean, in order to get somebody in a house, we just need to know, because there's a couple factors. You're asking somebody to leave their house so somebody can go into mm-hmm. it and look at it. So now you're disrupting a homeowner. You know,
and they are excited to hear the feedback and think that they're going to get an offer, mm-hmm. and you may not even
qualify. Yep. And you could qualify for more. I mean,
right?
You know what I mean? But who knows? Until
and
you
your
really
loan
have
could
that
be, and you could put yourself in a better position. Yeah. Like that's the whole thing. I try and tell people you could be in a better position, or, you know, again, I try to educate people as much as possible, because another thing that people don't understand, they'll hear. People get it's a weird thing. You wouldn't know this as much as I do, but people get competitive about their interest rate.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta.
They do.
I talk to my neighbor. My interest rate is this, and it's mm-hmm. like it's this big thing. Well, they might be in an FHA loan.
Yeah.
And have huge mortgage insurance each month on that loan, so that interest rate isn't so good.
Yeah.
So people.
It's like fishing, right? Look how big my fish is.
Yeah. It's just the weirdest thing. So I try and explain people, but they don't get it until you can kind of mm-hmm. sit there and explain to them. Listen, I know telling you having a higher interest rate is better for you. Mm-hmm. It sounds counterintuitive, but it is. So, you know, for instance, if you're putting down this 3%, and we do what's called a lender-paid mortgage insurance, so people don't know that. There's a monthly mortgage insurance and a lender-paid mortgage insurance. So think of the monthly, which kind of most people know. You pay a certain amount each month because you didn't have the 20% down.
Yeah.
Well, a lender paid, think of it as almost a closing cost. It's mm-hmm. a one-time fee. We put that, you know, you can give them a credit for it by raising their rate.
Mm-hmm.
So say the rate of the day, just for a random rate, is going to be 4%. Well, it might be 4.25%, right? But you're not paying that monthly mortgage insurance, which is, say it's, for a random number, $250.
Yeah.
Well, now the difference in your interest rate might be $40 or $50 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you have a lower monthly payment because you're not paying the monthly, and you have a bigger tax deduction.
We totally lost you.
No, I thought...
No, I'm paying attention. No, you have a big, you have a bigger tax deduction because
I'm getting it, but she's over there like
she did look like she was looking off in the space a little bit.
I don't know. She's gazing at you because you have this like. Did you not shave yesterday, and that's why
no,
you have
I
that?
Not. That's no, you I try have to one shave day. As little as possible.
That's one day, by the way, Ryan. No. One day.
Yeah.
He has that little shadow.
But I mean, that's like 3 weeks.
This is three. Yeah, this is like 3 or 4 weeks for me.
Yeah, this is 3 or 4 weeks for me.
But yeah, so then now when you explain it to that people that way, because you can't deduct mortgage mm-hmm. insurance,
yep.
but you can deduct, everyone knows you can deduct mortgage interest.
Yep.
So now at the end of the year, you have a much bigger tax deduction and you've paid less during the year.
And this is why I think it's really important for people to come and sit with you or talk to you, call mm-hmm. you. I mean, I don't know which way you actually prefer, but I mean, I think talking on the phone is absolutely fine. But for you to, everybody just doesn't end up in the same little bucket. It's almost like you're making a cake, but you never know, you know, everybody has a different flavor at the end of it.
Even within the 3% down buyers,
mm-hmm.
right? So there's 3%, I can do mass housing, mm-hmm. Freddie Mac Home Possible. There's reasons I would do that one, and then the Home Ready. So you never know. That's why I'm saying, so a lot of times I have to really just dig in and see what each person's particular scenario is, because maybe they have a little lower credit score, or they're buying, for instance, a condo.
Yeah.
Condos are great for mass housing because they don't give you a rate adjustment for buying a condo.
Okay.
You get a rate adjustment when you're buying a condo with Fannie or Freddie.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Hmm.
And the mortgage insurance is affected by that too. Yeah. So whenever someone's buying a condo in the, you know, not 20% time, I'm always almost thinking mass housing
mm-hmm.
all the time, because they're not going to rate adjust you.
And not everybody can get all of these products anyways, right? Because not every, you know, people are like, oh, I'm going to, if I'm a listing agent and I see things coming over and I see FHA, the VA doesn't make me nervous. It's just, it matters what type of house it is, just because I'm worried more mm-hmm. about appraisal, not about the 100%, you know, financing.
Right.
But with the FHA, we worry about the appraisals too.
Right.
But I always say, is there any chance that your client could consider getting into a mass housing? And they'll always say, oh, no, they didn't qualify. So in my head,
they might not have it available to them.
They don't have it available.
Yeah, because that's the one of the good perks we're working at Fairway. We have just about everything available.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people call me that I think maybe you might have sent me that they had an FHA pre-approval. And you said, are you sure you can't? They talked to you about maybe credit score or something. And you're like, why would you be on FHA? Why don't you give Dan a call? And they called me. And it turned out, because you told me the scenario. And I'm like, there's no way they should be going FHA unless there's something I'm missing.
Mm-hmm.
Call them over. And we did a mass housing loan for them. And it was such a better, you know, monthly payment for them. Everything, the whole scenario.
And
conventional
FHA
appraisal.
Is always, you have that PMI forever until you, right? Until you, like, refinance or sell your house or whatever.
When you do max financing with them, it's there forever.
But some of those programs, does it matter what your income is?
Yes, so exactly. You can't make too much. Right, that's why the one thing, so mass housing has set per like county loan limits. The Home Possible and Home Ready are actually even a little bit more, this is the quirk in them. They have a website that you plug the address into that tells what the income limit is. So some of them, because they're supposed to be for low income buyers, some of them have no income limit. None. You could make $1 million and be buying this property with
3%. Really?
Yeah. Hmm. It's just the weirdest thing. So that's the tricky part. It almost sounds weird when you're talking to a client like, hey, I'm not sure you can use Home Ready because I don't know where you're buying yet.
Yeah.
They're looking around at different houses. So you have to plug in the address until they kind of see that. A lot of times I'll show them like, hey, here's how it works. You know, it's just what it is. It's a weird quirk they have.
Well, and that's better though, to educate the people and let them know. I mean, I think that that's a big part of what we do as agents as well. We have to break just to get to your commercial. I mean, we want to make sure we get that in. Okay.
Sure.
So we'll do your commercials. When we come back, we're going to continue talking about conventional loans, conforming. I'm reading something here. I don't know. You can explain it all to us.
Let's talk about that. Conforming. I like it.
Non-conforming. Jumbo. Big jumbo.
We'll be right back.
Yep.
Whether you're buying your first home, moving across town, or thinking about refinancing, you owe it to yourself to speak with a trusted mortgage advisor who can provide highly personalized service through every step of the loan process. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation's Marshfield branch is a well-respected local and national lender and can help you achieve both the short-term goal of home ownership and the long-term goal of financial security for you and your family. Having originated more than $11 billion in 2015, Fairway has competitive rates and extensive product availability. For instance, you may even be eligible to receive a down payment assistance grant of up to 5% of your loan that you don't have to pay back. Seems too good to be true? Call the Fairway Marshfield branch at 781-536-4172 and ask for Daniel Mann to see if you qualify for this amazing program. Don't be scared about the home financing process. Let Dan show you that his way is the Fairway. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS 2289, is an equal housing lender. This is not an offer to enter into an agreement. Not all customers will qualify. Information, rates, and programs are subject to change without notice. All products are subject to credit and property approval. Daniel Mann, NMLS 150772, Mass Branch License 338980.
I hate rain.
What are you talking about? I love rain.
Yeah, well, you're a duck.
Your point?
Well, being a duck, you're not a homeowner. Rain is great for the garden, but it also can bring wet, smelly basements.
I love a wet basement. Who doesn't like an indoor swimming pool?
Me. I'm calling Watchman Waterproofing.
Oh, no.
I'm Tim from Watchman Waterproofing. Water in the basement is no joke. It can damage appliances, cause mold and mildew, as well as structural damage, while decreasing your home's value. At Watchman Waterproofing, we make basements dry. No nonsense, no excuses. Whether it's a small leak or you're ankle deep, Watchman Waterproofing will solve your wet basement problem permanently. Don't wait. Call Watchman Waterproofing today at 1-800-653-4309 or go to watchmanwaterproofing.com. That's watchmanwaterproofing.com.
I never knew a dry basement could be this nice. I'm glad you went to watchmanwaterproofing.com.
We now return to Talk Real Estate, sponsored by Boston Connect Real Estate Services on 95.9 WATD.
And we're back. Hello to all my South Shore neighbors. I see my rye in there doing the rye, and we're dancing along. I hope everybody else likes that jingle as much as us. Hope you're having a safe ride home if you're coming home from the city. God bless you, because the next time I do that, I'm bringing holy water with me. You're listening. We're live tonight, 781-837-4900. We have Ryan Mann in the phones. And if you have any questions about loans, the process of loans, different types of loans, the process of buying a house, if you're just considering it, navigating home buying and home selling at the same time. I will mention that I am going to be doing the next Financially Secure Women event, and it's going to be called Navigating Home Buying and Home Selling, and that is going to be in August, and I believe the date is August 24th. We're just trying to confirm that and a venue for that, so we will have more information for that as well. So 781-837-4900. So we were just talking about the different types of loans, conventional loans, loan limits, all that type of stuff. What do you want to hit upon right now?
So you guys are mentioning non-conforming and jumbos. Yeah. So that's a different kind of animal. So, for instance, that you're not really with Fannie and Freddie anymore then. Mm-hmm. And then there's, I'm sure.
Who are you with then?
You're with the kind of the lender, the bank. So it's individual. That's why jumbos are their kind of own animal. Each like, you know, investor, they have their investor-specific guidelines because they're doing their own thing. So some of them might be more aggressive than others. They might do a 15% down. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, it's very specific. So that's when you really want to be, you know, talking with the buyer to know their scenario, because what's going to work best for them, because it's really different world when you get up there. Because a lot of people, you were mentioning adjustable rates earlier, a lot of jumbo buyers want to use adjustable rates, because sometimes, you know, if you're not going to be in the house for long, you know, more than 7 years, adjustable rates are typically lower. You know, the spread isn't as big as it used to be back, you know, back in the day. There was a big spread, so a lot of people wanted to do adjustables. Now the fixed is so close. Unless you know you're leaving, you kind of want to take the fixed.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of people, hey, I'm buying my first condo.
Yeah.
It's a starter.
Yeah.
I'm going to be here maybe 3 years. You might want to put them in a 5-year arm.
Okay.
Because they'll get a lower rate. And it's fixed for that first 5 years. Yep. So they know what they're getting, and then they're planning on leaving anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So
And the other thing, too, is I think even if we were talking about the jumbos there for a second, too, and I think it makes sense for, you know, in this area, because, and we talk about this a lot, too, we have so much with medical and education and finance in the city of Boston that we have a lot of C-level executives that are moving in and out. Mm-hmm. So they're very sort of transient. So they're always moving, you know, so they know they're going to be here for 5 to 7 years, and then they're going to be moving on to Chicago or Atlanta, over to California. Right. So it might be a good option for them as well. They're buying higher priced homes as well too, so in our Hinghams and Scituates and Cohasset and stuff.
Right, and that's where you run into the jumbo, you know, loans. Mm-hmm. But and then, so for instance, when you get away from the Fannie and Freddie, those are the more, you know, steadfast guidelines. You know exactly what you're dealing with. Those are fairly easy to do. But then you'll, by county, it's different, because then they have what's called a high balance. Mm-hmm. They created a different kind of category above a quote unquote jumbo. Uh-huh. So you still use Fannie and Freddie guidelines.
Okay.
So, but each county's different. For instance, Plymouth County's 598. Mm-hmm. You know, but Bristol, it's 426, like 250. It's always a weird number.
Yeah.
So, it's weird because now you go to, say, you're buying a property in Easton, which is a very kind of affluent town.
Yep.
You're almost automatically doing a jumbo loan.
Yeah.
So it just adds, it's a little bit more difficult, you know, because they have more requirements. They ask for sometimes crazy things.
Yeah.
So you gotta expect bigger conditions. Mm-hmm. For when I do my pre-approvals, usually on a conventional loan, I ask the people for everything they're going to pretty much need up front.
Mm-hmm.
So they're done with their, you know, they're pre-approved and they're out. And once they find a house, if it takes 30 days, then I might need to update a pay stub or a bank statement or something like that. But it's done. Like, you know, it's
Well, you have that program too where they can just upload it anyways, right?
Yep. But, yeah, and it's easy that way. We're also, just so you know, another little thing, just total side, now that you said that, it made me think of it. Fairway's going to start pre-underwriting loans to try and give an advantage because the market is so tough right now.
Mm-hmm.
We want to remove the mortgage contingency for people.
Uh-huh.
So basically now they come in and they can do, we can underwrite the loan, right, subject to finding a house.
Mm-hmm.
Within a certain, you know, price range, you know, hey, this price and these parameters, you're good to go. You won't
in certain towns, I'm assuming?
No, anywhere.
Oh, really?
As long as they fit, you know, the price, you know, and I guess, yes, if we ran into a change where you become a jumbo, that would be different. But under the certain parameters, now you can go in as, you know, and be a little extra competitive because a lot of people are buying cash now. And now you run up against cash buyer, that's different. So now you're almost competitive with a cash buyer because that's not the problem you're worried about.
Mm-hmm.
Now you just have to appraise. That's the only really kind of step, appraise and title.
Yeah.
That's a huge advantage for your buyers.
Absolutely. I mean, we see people doing the craziest things right now, too. I mean, giving up their home inspection contingencies and
that
everything.
Yep, that's crazy. I don't know how.
I don't know how people do that.
Mm-hmm. It's scary, but they're desperate. Like, you know how it is. People are just, there's no inventory out there. You know how it is.
Yeah.
So they'll try anything. And then, no matter how much we tell them, listen, you don't want to do that. But I feel bad for people in the same respect where they put an offer on 7 or 8 houses and they just can't get it.
I know. And that's the thing too, is I think when you're picking your team to help you through this process, and you know, sometimes just coming up with something that's maybe a little bit different. Like, I feel that the escalation clause works really well when you know you're going to be working, you know, you're going to have multiple offers. It's just a good way for you to tell the seller, hey, listen, I'm willing to pay, you know, $1,000 more, $2,000 more, $5,000 more than your highest offer, you know, over a certain amount.
I agree with that.
You never have to go more than you can afford, but at least you have, you know, and make sure everything else is good, because I do a spreadsheet. I'll have to show you my spreadsheet when I'm a listing agent on a property. Have you ever seen my spreadsheet when we have multiple offers? And, you know, we have our categories on the top for our columns, and then we just take all the offers and we say A, B, C, D. I don't even number them 1, 2, 3, because I don't want my clients to get sort of that, you know, the subliminal effect of
like,
this is number
one
offer.
Right.
Yeah, this is the number 3 offer, you know. So we letter them A, B, C, D as they come in, you know, by the time and everything. And we just, one of the first columns is like, who is your loan officer? Like, where is this loan coming from?
Right.
And there are some I'm like, never heard of this.
Yeah.
Online Googling, like, where is this place? Never heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
It may look like they have the best offer, but when I sit down with my clients, I'm like, I'm just going to be completely honest with you. I've never heard of this company, Watson. I've been doing this a while.
Right.
So
It shocks me sometimes. I'm surprised that I ever hear of lenders that I've never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I've never heard of them.
Where'd they come from?
Yeah. Never heard of them. You know?
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of hold your breath on that one, if it's going to close or not.
But they gave us an extra $10,000 higher than everybody else, and it's like, well, that's good if it works.
Right. And now you just tied your house up for, you know, 45 days, and now it doesn't close, and now you're stuck.
And that's how our minds are always working,
right,
too. I mean, it's like my head is a constant calendar of, all right, well, if we accept this offer, then it doesn't go to fruition. We can't get a commitment letter. We just missed the most important part of our marketing period, because now we're going to be in September. Kids are already back in school.
Yeah.
What are we going
to,
you know?
You've paid another month of their mortgage. The people that are living there have to pay another month of mortgage to get that extra $10,000. They pay another mortgage payment. So, you know what I mean? It's just more money out of pocket.
Yeah. Our clients are selling their house. They found another house. They did the home inspection. They spent the money on it. They also did the radon test. Great. They did everything right. But now this loan isn't going together.
Yep.
So they've lost all that.
Right. That's why it is big to have the right. It is. That's a one thing. People always say, hey, I get a lot of calls from realtors now all the time. What did you do for this pre-approval? And then they, okay, thank you. Now they know to take it. I've had, they tell me, your offer isn't the highest, but we're going
to
take that one.
That's happened a lot to me.
Absolutely.
After the phone conversation with Dan,
We got an offer on a property last week, new construction, a new listing that came on the market. We got an offer, and the agent was great. We're familiar with each other just from the area and everything. And I mentioned, I was like, well, I'm a little concerned about, you know, who this approval is from, but I know you very well. So have you worked with this loan officer in the past? Were they maybe somewhere else? Or like, I'm just not familiar with them. You would know the company because it begins with a Q. And so I always get a little worried because I've seen them not go well. I know that many have gone well, but I've seen some that have not. And she goes, I knew that you were going to say that they are already getting pre-approved with our in-house, and they're from a big box real estate office.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're already getting pre-approved.
Okay,
we have already started the process because they knew what I was going to say.
Right. Why didn't they do that? Why didn't the agent suggest that out of the gate? Did you ever ask? Because you had a relationship
Could have got pushed back from the buyer.
Yeah, the buyer had already had that. And when they met and they were going over, then they went and looked at the house. They were worried that they were going to have multiple offers. So they were trying to stop. They wanted us to accept their offer before we had our open house.
Okay.
So they quickly wanted to get the offer in and say, here's our offer. Please accept it. We're pre-approved with XYZ, but we're going to be reapproved with...
But had they done that
the first time?
And even a lot of them, to me, like you said, the big box real estate office that have in-house financing, a lot of those guys don't do their job that well. I've seen that happen a lot. So that's what you got to kind of really look into, what you're doing. Again, it's when you see these things online, like you guys talking about earlier, these rates online, it's the same thing with the lenders. You're not going to, they don't do this. Or if someone's not asking you for your tax returns, W-2s and pay stubs before anything, you're not really pre-approved.
Yeah.
You are not. They're just telling you what you want to hear because they're out in, I don't know, Seattle, Washington, taking an online app, and they don't care because if it doesn't work out well for you, you go spend money on a home inspection, it turns out you're not qualified. They don't care. It doesn't matter to them that you just spent $500 on whatever it is on a home inspection.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? They don't care.
And it's the time, energy, and money that actually goes into this for our clients. Is like I said, selfishly, I like to refer the people that I know and that I dance well with because it's selfish. Because I know it's going to go right. But I don't want my clients to get into one of those predicaments. Because I'll be honest, it's... stinks. I was going to say another word that starts with S, but I think I'd get in trouble from Ryan. But it does. It stinks out loud.
No, it does.
Yeah, Ryan's like, no, you can't say that, Sharon. So, and that's the thing, is everything we do is for the benefit of our client, you know? So when it comes to everything, that they ask us for referrals for everything.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's going to be your fault if it doesn't, all of a sudden it falls apart 2 weeks before the close. You know that's your fault.
Right.
Oh, 100%.
But that's why I take referrals serious. Because if I refer someone, if it doesn't go well on that person's end, they're going to look at me because I sent them that way. So that's why it's, you know, maybe some people refer people and they don't really care what their reputation is, but I do at the end of the day. So that's why I'm making sure Jimmy Sweeney's, you know, on point and doing his job because of that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. People just, I think they understand that after they start.
Yeah.
It's tough to get them to understand
it's
it beforehand. They don't know what they don't know.
You know, the millennials, you know what? And Rob Hackla asked me that this morning because I called in with our teaser about what tonight was going to be, and he had said that he had read an article about millennials and they're putting in offers sight unseen and they're doing things a little bit differently. They're very trusting of the internet because, Rye, you guys grew up with this, right? So if it's on Google, it must be right. Seriously. Wikipedia might not be, but you certainly know that Google is.
That's the funny thing, though, is after they come to me, after dealing with that, they're like, wow, I feel so much better because you told me things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're supposed to. You're buying a house.
Yep.
It's the biggest purchase of your life. You should really talk to someone and be informed about what's going on and your options.
But. And it takes a little more time on our part, but, you know, I'd rather sit in a conference room with a first-time home buyer for 2 hours just to explain, this is what the process is, this is what you can expect, this is what Dan is going to be asking for. Dan's going to be introducing you to Jim Sweeney. Right. Like, these are, you know, you're going to see the home inspector, Steve Cook. It's just getting them prepared for that whole process. Jeez. And Sin, I mean, you work by referral. I mean, I work by referral. It's just like you, Dan, we take that seriously. So I don't want to mess up.
Exactly.
So, I know we're already out of time. I know it's because I was here. I haven't seen you in a while, right?
I know, it's
but
been
we
a
have
while.
Some free shows coming up, so I think that you should join us in another couple weeks, and we'll talk about what things people should have prepared for you. So,
yes,
and
for
how
sure.
they can get their credit score better. I think that sounds like a great idea
definitely.
Too.
Definitely. For sure.
So, all right, well, we'll have Dan back in a couple weeks talking about how you can improve your credit score. If you need a loan, please feel free to give Dan a call. Dan, how can people get in touch with you?
781-789-7566.
One more time?
781-789-7566.
Perfect. And Cindy, how can everybody get in touch with you?
781-367-4419. Chef?
Perfect.
You?
Yeah. Well, 781-294-4848. You can call me or text me, or you can get us at the office, 781-826-8000 or bostonconnect.com. Bye, Rye.
Have a great night, everyone.